Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll
thank the Lord, we bless him, we glorify him, we exalt him over and over again. We give God thanks for yet another week's journey, and I'm certainly glad about it. A whole week has passed since we've come to you, and we're still here in Jesus' name. You know, we're certainly glad about it. We thank God for his mercies that are renewed every morning. You know, it's all about his mercies, brothers and sisters. God's grace and his mercy. Time and time again, you know, he's proved to us, you know, his goodness, his faithfulness. Over and over again, he proves to us, in spite of our shortcomings, our weaknesses, the Lord shows up faithfully and supplies every need that we have and give us the strength to just simply to move on and to carry on. So we give him thanks on today, and we bless him, and we lift him up. We exalt him in the earth for his goodness, his loving kindness, his compassions, his mercies that are renewed every day. And we are certainly grateful, truly grateful, without a doubt. Couldn't make it without him. Just couldn't make it. We can't make it and would not make it, but because of his goodness, because he loves us in spite of, you know, we are still here. We're still here. You know, and we're glad about it. Still have an opportunity to make it in. You know, you have to be faithful in this watch, in this hour. You have to be faithful on your watch, faithfully, doing what thus saith the Lord. You know, the old saints would say, I ain't tired yet. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubting. I know too much about him in my heart. You know, when you got that personal abiding fellowship and faith, you know, may not know all the verses and all the doctrines and all of these things, but believe God, certainly believe him, and trust and lean and depend upon him. Those old saints, you know how to get on their knees and call on the name of the Most High God. You know, they wasn't, you know, trying to figure out anything. They wasn't trying to make the difference or any kind of statement or anything. They just know that it was all about Jesus. It was all about the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living, and they were grateful that God favored them and gave them more. I'm telling you, you know, showed up with more blessings on every side. You know, it's just a wonderful thing. You know, showed up with old age and, you know, longevity and, you know, health in the body, you know, food on the table, nobody going to jail and all of these things. You know, the old folks knew where their help came from. It wasn't confused in their minds or, you know, about what they had to do and what they needed to do to please God. They just simply kept on, keep on, keeping on. You know, keep on, keeping on and holding on. Holding on to God's unchanging hands. And it was, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to know Jesus. You know, and to have him in your heart. You know, to have him in your heart. You know, know him for yourself, church. Know him for yourself. You know. So we praise God on tonight. We're still talking, ministering from Matthew chapter 25. You know, we're still talking about the end time. You know, these times that Brother Paul said were dangerous times that we're living in. And truly they are. There are all kinds of doctrines, all kinds of New Age movements, people talking all kinds of strange things, and people are falling right into it. You know, all kinds of philosophy. You know, you got to be aware. Got to be aware so you don't get caught up and caught into it. You know, Brother Paul says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things. What fellowship with light with darkness? You know, people are just simply confused, very gullible. And it's, you know, this New Age movement, you know, they make God to be some of any kind of thing. You know, be wise is here. One of the first things that Jesus talked about, one of the things that he talked about, not only the destruction of the temple, that appeared in 70 AD, but he talked about the deception that many would be deceived. Many would be deceived. You know, this is what he talked about. In fact, he said if there wasn't a deception, the very end would not come. So we got to be, last week we ministered, one of the things that God talked about from his word was to be on your watch. You know, be on your watch. Be watching. You know, nobody knows the day nor the hour the Son of Man comes, but only the Father, which is in heaven. We can know the season, but nobody knows the day nor the hour. So we just thank God. We just thank God. You know, we're going to continue in Matthew 24. And we are grateful for this word. We certainly are grateful. We hope, it is our hope and our desire that you are blessed, you know, wonderfully blessed. And if you're not on your watch, we pray God that something, you know, this word kindles some kind of fire of desire within your heart to make you think wisely about your own future, about your life. You know. Again, God is good. I mean, he's not a hard taskmaster that forced people to worship him. We do it because we understand who he is. He's God Almighty. You know, God doesn't force us to bow down or praise him. We just finally come to the conclusion it is he who has made all of these things, and he who is doing all of these things. So we just come to understanding, and from our understanding, we worship him, we praise and exalt him because we know who he is. The world doesn't know who Jesus is. You know, the world doesn't know him. But you know him because, you know, he lives inside of you. You know, the church has a personal abiding fellowship and relationship with the Master himself. You know, aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad that you woke up one day and came to the light? You know, aren't you glad about it? Everybody don't know Jesus. You know, they just don't. You'd be surprised at what's being said in today's world. You got these, in the last days, you're going to have these scoffers and, you know, people who deny Christ, deny him as Lord and Savior. I mean, you're going to have them talking all kinds of things. White man religion and some of everything they can think about to persuade people not to come to Christ. You know, you got to make up your mind. You got to know him, church. You got to know him, my friend. You know, you got to get to know Jesus. You know, once you get to know him, you know, once you get to spend time with the Lord, you know, nobody, nothing, nothing and nobody can love you like the Lord loves you. You know, once you recognize and understand it, you know, you got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, a friend, somebody that you can talk to over in the midnight hours and comes to your aid, comes to sit by your bedside and have a little talk with you. You know, this is the God that I'm talking about, who is personal. It's a personal, abiding fellowship and relationship. You can know him. Yes, sir, you can know him, friend. Nobody. People will walk out on you, turn their backs, make all kinds of excuses, put you off and do all kinds of things, take your money, and still leave you there by yourself. You better know Jesus. A friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Didn't he bring you out? I'm sure in life and situations, you didn't know how you were coming out. Situations look bad, but the Lord on your side. You know, this is the testimony. You know, this is the testimony that we have. You know, in this world, it's cold and hard, beaten up the way the world has been knocked down and beat up. You know, people can't trust nobody, don't want to trust nobody. You know, so what do you have left but a faithful God, you know, who steps into our situation, you know, and turn things around. So we bless the Lord. Didn't he provide for you? Oh, yeah. He makes a way. Yes, he does. He makes a way. And we bless his holy and righteous name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today we're coming from Matthew chapter 24. We're going to look at verse 44. We're going to talk a little bit from these verses. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye thinketh not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, find him so doing. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunkards, the Lord of that servant shall come the day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We magnify you. We exalt you on high. Father, as we come into your presence, we ask for spirit that's worthy, Lord, to come into your very presence, into your throne room. Father, we ask for forgiveness of sin. Wash us in your blood. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us of thy spirit, Lord God, afresh and anew. Fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, Lord, we call on the greatest teacher, that is, the Holy Spirit. We ask him to lead us and guide us and teach us. Bring all things back to our remembrance, things that are necessary to worship, experience on tonight. Father, we yield our members as members of righteousness unto you. Our soul cries, yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your way. Father, we take authority over every hindering spirit that comes to hinder. That comes to hinder your word and distract away from your word. Father, we just ask, we just bind it up, rend it helpless. Send your word now with power and authority, with conviction, Lord. Lord, we just pray for the people in this world. We ask, Lord God, that you save somebody, turn somebody around that's near hell. Lift them up, Lord God. Change their ways, change their attitudes. Give them a new start, being a new creature, Lord God. We cry out for laborers to go into the vineyard, to go and labor in the vineyard, Lord God, to speak a word of encouragement, to let this dying world know that Jesus saves in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just pray now that you bless us, bless this service. Bless us, God, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we plead your precious blood. Let your blood prevail, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let your blood prevail, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the word of God. Let the light of your countenance shine in us. Shine on us, Lord God. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on us and show us your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God. We thank God. And amen. Bless him. Bless the Lord. Therefore, verse 44, be ye also ready. For in such an hour ye thinketh not the Son of Man cometh. You know, it would be, you know, we are where we need to be, you know, which is walking in the Spirit, so we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. You know, if we are to be in the presence of God and doing what God has called us to be and to do. You know, it's going to be really hard when we can take our minds off of these things, people and attitudes and all these fleshly appetites, lust, you know, filthy lusts and filthy desires and, you know, attitudes and anger and frustrations. I mean, we walk in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, walking with God in the Holy Ghost. You know, it would be very hard for us to miss this. But so often in life, you know, people get frustrated with people and situations and attitudes go one way or the other. You know, we're not making excuses. You know, we have to be on our watch. These are dangerous times that we're living in. You know, it would be a sad situation. You know, you live your life years trying to make it in, trying to see Jesus. And the very moment that Jesus comes back and to the clouds, and here you go, running your mouth, getting angry with people, trying to please people, you know, trying to, you know, deal with folks and miss Jesus because you're trying to straighten somebody out. You know, it would be a sad situation. See what I'm telling you? It's going to be just that way. You know, it's going to be just that way. You know, sometimes, you know, it tells us to give space for wrath, you know, and if it be possible, live peaceably with every man. But I know people get on your nerves. You know, they get on your nerves. They do. And especially when you're trying to show them and do what's right, you know, and, you know, we get upset because people can't accept the right way and do things what is right and which is honest. I mean, doing what's right, believe it or not, it takes work. You got to work at doing what's right. It's easy to do wrong. You don't have to do anything to do wrong. But to do what's right, you know, you have to, that's a work in progress. You know, that's a work in progress. And to be in a situation, Jesus is coming back and, you know, here he cracks the cloud with his saints. They're coming back for the redemption of their body. And you get into have a fit over something that don't mean nothing. To miss heaven over some situation. And now you have to stay there, be there, and go through this thing called the tribulation and give your head, give your life as a testimony to be able to make it in. It shouldn't be this way. Again, these are dangerous times that we're living in. Very dangerous. You know, everything pertaining to the church, you know, God's prophecies toward the church is already fulfilled. You know, it's just a matter of time. As far as prophecies are concerned, you know, we're waiting on a number. You know, God has a number. You know, there's an appointment. You know, there's an appointment. You know, he's gathering his people. And then the thing about it, at this time, in this hour, there is a quick work that has to be done. You know, time is short. Time is at hand. God is doing a quick work in his people. You know, those that come in, you know, they catch on fire, and they just go right on through. You know, we have got to watch and be sober, you know, watching, anticipating is soon coming. Verse 42, watch therefore that you know not the hour the Lord doth come. Verse 44, therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour ye thinketh not the Son of Man cometh. It would be a shame to miss heaven, to sacrifice your life, and to give up the things of this world, and in one moment you lose it all because you're having a fit, trying to help or straighten out somebody. You better watch. Paul said he holds fast to his crown. You know what I mean? You know, Paul said, as the preaching to others, you know, he himself might be a castaway. He said he bring his body under subjection. In other words, you know, this flesh is unruly. This flesh is sinful. There's no good thing in it. Bringing this flesh under submission, you know, making it line up and accept God's will, you know, making your, you know, the spirit man who you are, you know, take a position in your walk, you know, to control your fleshly appetite. It's a fight. It's an ongoing battle, you know, living a saved life. People fight internal battles. You know, they have to fight people now, and they also have internal battles that they fight every day, trying to behave themselves. You know, these images, the spirit putting thoughts in your eyes and in your mind, and, you know, going through the whole day having to fight the devil and these thoughts, casting down imaginations and living a God's life. Amen? Let's go a little bit further. Verse 45, who then is faithful and wise servant? Listen to what it says. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Listen to what it says again. Being faithful and being wise. You know, the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but it's given to the faithful. You know, you got to endure. You got to persevere. You got to persevere. You can't give up because something or it becomes hard or, you know, you got to hold on. You can't give in. You can't give, throw up your hands and pass out and have a fit. You got to keep on keeping on. The race is not given to the swift, but he who faithfully hold out to the very end. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me at that day, not only to me, but all them that love his appearance. Faithfulness. You know, being faithful. You know, it's not about numbers. It's not about being some great whatever, wonder. You know, it's about your faithfulness. It's your love for God. Your endurance. You know, tried and tested. You know, tried and tested. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Endure hardness, Brother Paul said, like a good soldier. And I can't think of anybody else who have been persecuted as much as Paul was persecuted for the gospel's sake. You know, you just don't have a clue. You know, shipwreck, I mean, being beaten with the rod, stone, you know, cast out, left for dead. I mean, in the shipwreck of the water, I mean, Paul went through all kinds of situations. You know, the pearls of his fellow men, you know, persecuted, I mean, thrown in prison, beaten. But he never gave up. You know, he had a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Never gave up. Never gave up on his calling, you know, on the calling that God, the charge that God put in his life. You know, never gave up. Faithful over the work It's not easy. The very people you think would help you, you know, walk away and turn their backs. Doing all the stand, the Bible says stand. You know, I'm here to encourage you. You know, just when you're ready to give up, that's when the Lord shows up. You know, you run into, you know, you got to be faithful. Faithfulness. I'm serious. That's how you make it. Nobody said it's going to be easy. You know, things that come easy, go easy. Things that people have to work for and make sacrifices, it makes a difference. It cuts into their consciousness. You know, cuts into that, yeah, it gives you a different reality. You know, people have a different reality when they have to put in something, when it costs them something. But when it doesn't cost anything, easy come, easy go. I'll get me another one. But when you have to labor, go into that labor room, you know, producing something, producing that when, you know, birthing out something, you know. Faithful and wise servants. A faithful and a wise servant. You know, don't get caught up in a bunch of foolishness. You know, the God who pre-knew us, he knew exactly what he expects from you. You know, everybody has a gift. Everybody can't do what other people do. You know, you got to do what he told you to do. Being wise about it. You know what I mean? You know, God, who God equips, you know, who he provides and he equips us for the things, the tasks and the ministry that he equips us. Everybody doesn't have the same gifts, same operations, you know, but we have to be satisfied. You know, we'd be faithful. God sees our faithfulness and then he elevates us. You know, he gives us more. You know, he blesses us more. He gives us more responsibility. He gives us more. Wise servant. A faithful and a wise servant whom his Lord has made him ruler over his household. To give meat, to give them meat in due season. You know, preacher, this is the word is talking to us. You know, God household. You know, the church. God's beloved. You know, God gives us a charge. Those that are pastors, give us overseers, make us overseers. You know, give us a position to feed the flock of Christ, to feed the flock of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. You know, he gives us a position in the household of faith. You know, give us a position, give us a place where we can delegate, not only delegate, but the main concern, brothers and sisters, is you got to have a heart that loves God and also the heart that loves God's people. It'll be very, very difficult serving God and serving his people if you don't love him. You know, if you don't love God, it's going to be very difficult. You know, it's hard to give up the things of this world and do the will and the work of God and not love God. It'll be very hard. And to love his people. You know. It says here, a wise servant whom the Lord hath made him ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. The word of God is designed to do two things, to build up and to tear down. You know, the word preached under the power and the auspices of the Holy Spirit, will edify, you know, will encourage, you know, will give us understanding, knowledge, expand our understanding and open our eyes to understanding. And also, it builds our faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So the word, when people, you know, the tearing down is when the Holy Spirit comes in and corrects. You know, you have to, if you're serious about God, ain't no way you can be serious about God if you're not serious about sin and the effect of sin on the people of God. You can't serve God and live in sin. It just doesn't work. You know, it just does not work, sisters and brothers. Don't fool yourself. The thing about God is going to stay there. You know, your body is the temple of the living God. Know ye not that the Spirit of God lives in you? I mean, you start breathing the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit ain't going to stay with you. You got to have God on this journey. You got to have God in your life. You can't make it without God. You can't make it without the Holy Spirit. You got to have an abiding fellowship and relationship with the Spirit of God. Do you love him? That's the only way we're going to serve him. And you got to love him more than you love yourself. You have to make him Lord and Savior. Put him on the throne of your life and live this victorious life. You can do it. You know, God wouldn't have it to be said so. We can do it. We can live this life. But it comes with sacrifice. Amen? This word will cut. You know, it is designed to cut. You know, it is designed to cut us. You know, when it cuts going in, it cuts coming out. And when it cuts people, you know, like anything else, we feel the effect of the power of God's word preached through the auspices of the Holy Spirit. Our conscience is convicted. And God speaks to our heart and warns us. And the warning causes us to take another look at ourselves and ask ourselves, is this really what God requires? Is this really what he wants for my life? And if God really wants this, what do I need to do to get this thing right? You know, the word of God is quicker than any sharp, powerful, quicker than any two-edged sword, cutting, you know, a discerner of a thought. You know, it is powerful. God will give his servant. People have to be built up. They have to be strong in the Lord. They have to be built up in knowledge. They have to have their understanding and their enlightenment of the word of God. They have to be taught this, you know, they have to be discipled. You know, they have to be, you know, built up in the faith, strengthened, and led in the way of righteousness. The word has the power. You know, then all them that believe he gave power to become sons of God. And it's then sons, you know, we cry, Abba, Father. Amen? Let's go a little bit further. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him doing. Amen? You know, stay on track. Let this word be the compass and the plumb line. Let it be the standard that we live by. Compromise the word so you can have your way. Teach it. You know, popularity. You know, people, you know, when the word is being preached, you know, they get convicted, and a lot of them I'm not going to stay around. They're going to just simply, you know, just move out, move away. The truth convicts them. And, of course, the word brings them, and the word will send them out. Just like it brings, it'll send right on out. People let your flesh get involved, feelings and emotions, as long as we're having a good time. Everything is lovely, but let the word come with power and conviction. People get upset, and they don't want to hear it. But you should be glad for the word of God. When it convicts you, that's a good thing. You know, when you got sin in your life, you got to get sin out of your life. You know, God hates it. Love the sinner, but he hates sin. So we got to be pleasing in the master's sight. Amen. Let's look at verse 47. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods. You know, it's just a thing like anything else. You know, we are being tested. We're being tried. You know, our life is on trial. You know, our life is on trial. You know, God hears what we say, sees what we do. You know, he's looking to and forth in the earth to show himself strong. I'm serious. God's eyes go to and forth. He hears what's being said, and he sees what's being done. He's looking for that person that he can show himself strong, whose heart is right toward him. You know, God rewards your work. You know, he rewards your work of, and your labor of love, you know. So, I mean, he's looking. You know, he declared that the heavens was his throne and the earth was his footstool. You know, he's looking to and fro in the earth. You know, God can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Nothing is hidden out of his sight. So he sees all, hears all, and he knows all. And, of course, where is your heart? I love them that love me, and them that seek me shall find me. Amen? So we thank God for this relationship. You know, we thank God for the labor of love. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. You've proven yourself. You've proven that you can be trusted. You've proven yourself to be faithful and loyal. Most of all, what God loves is obedience. You know, you are obedient to his word. You know, you're hearing and doing his will. God don't want to stand here and fight with you and try to prove things over and over. I mean, you have to obey. You have to get out of the way. You have to humble yourself. You know, you got to humble yourself. He resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. God resists you. You know, he's God. You know, we are blessed that he chose us and made us a part of what he's doing. You know, we are truly blessed. You know, hell is doing a booming business. It's enlarging itself above measures daily. But have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know how important that is? The fact that God loves you and he's concerned about you and he's reaching out to you. I mean, this is a wonderful thing. And you're still here. Let's look at this. Let's look at verse 48 through 51, and we'll bring this to a close. That evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Look at what he's doing. He's setting himself up you know, setting up his whole church, procrastinating and making excuses about why they shouldn't be doing what God has required. You know, praying some more and warning the people of the wrath of God which is to come. You got to warn people. The sheep can be very blinded, you know, they need a shepherd to lead them, but you need a shepherd that's hearing God's voice, you know, that is dedicated to the call, and the calling that God has upon his life. You know, you got to preach the gospel in season as well as out of season. Reprove, exalt, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. Paul says the time will come when men would not endure sound doctrine. You got to preach this word. Uncompromised. You know, you got to preach. You know, that's the power of God's word. You know, it took the word to save them, and it's going to take the word to keep them. Keep them safe. You got to warn them. Warn them of the things to come. It's so necessary. You know, trying to build a church, they can't preach on sin. I mean, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to say? You got to preach it. You got to preach this word. And there's all kinds of things coming against the body of Christ. Like I said, we're living in the end time. The devil is throwing all kinds of stuff, doing all kinds of stuff. People need help, and they're looking for help. They're looking for a way out. You can't make them think that it's easy, because it's not easy. It's all about your faithfulness and your strength and dedication and desire to want to stand in this hour. And if you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall into some of anything. You make all kinds of excuses. Just look at what this man is saying. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. You know what a hypocrite is? It's a pretender, somebody who got a lot of mouth, say a lot of stuff, but can't live it, can't live nothing, you know, but has all the form and the fashion. You mean, you got to, you know, it's hard to tell the phony from the real, but you got to find the real one, you know, the good servant. I mean, be faithful over your calling. You know, be faithful over what God has given you to do. Do it as unto the Lord. Do it with all your heart, your might, your strength. You know, call on his name. You have to do it. And then it is a sad thing. In this life, of course, you're going to have strong and you're going to have weak people. But you got to be strong. You got to be strong. Strong in the faith. Seasoned saints. You know, seasoned. Somebody who's been through the storms and seen the Lord do it. Come out. You got to be strong. Can't live compromised. You know, look at the responsibility. You know, you're dealing with a soul. Look at the responsibility that's given you. You know, you're dealing with the soul. It's your soul and the soul of people. And do you want that on your hands? got to live a victorious life. So that when you pray, you know, heaven is glad to hear you. You got your hands on the pulse of God. And God is moved when you show up to cry out to him. He's moved by your prayers, moved by your life. You know, this is my servant whom I am well pleased. You know, not a hypocrite. Somebody who's phony, living, talking one thing and living another. Can't have that. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, we all get our just rewards. We do. We all get our just rewards. People, don't fool yourself. Don't compromise with the devil. If he tempted Jesus Christ, you know, showed up and gave him all the desires of this world, the things of this world, the desires of his flesh, you know, that popularity thing, it's knocking a lot of people out. You know, there's a lot of competition in this hour, people trying to have the biggest and the best, and you can't have this, and, you know, I don't get jealous. I mean, people are going doing all kinds of stuff, trying to run popularity contests. But you better make sure that your heart is right with God. When it's all said and done, make sure that you stand on the side of the righteous. You know, make sure that your work speaks for you. And you ain't just here for some show and tell. Amen? You know, make sure that God is the reason and you love him and you're just trying to give, you know, show God's glory through your life and your life living, you know. Loving God and loving God's people, you know, that's the reason to do this. Anything else is just a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's just foolishness. There shall be what? Gnashing of teeth, weeping, and gnash, you know, that's to be cast into outer darkness, to be thrown into the pit. You've got to, I mean, what? Why go to hell from the church? It doesn't make sense. You might as well do whatever is going on out there in the world and do it. You know, the devil is the devil. And he can tempt you if he allows, if he got something that you want, he'll keep bringing that temptation to you over and over again. And you don't have to do anything different because the one thing that he got over you is what he's using to tempt you back into sin. You got to give the devil his goods. You know, nothing in this world, nobody in this world is worth dying and going to hell over. You got to give him back his goods. You know, when he came to tempt Jesus, Jesus says, "There's nothing in me except this I am you." I mean, Jesus had no desire for the things of the devil or the things of this world. He had no desire. We're going to end here on this note. We thank God for this word. We bless God for Matthew chapter 24. You know, we are truly blessed by this word, and especially the way God warns us over and over again. You know, he warns us of the things to come. He gives us understanding, and then he warns us about these things that are to come up to this world, or come upon you. So, you know, so we are prepared. You know, we're not ignorant concerning the devices of the enemy. You know, we're not ignorant about what God requires from us. Faithful servants. So we stop here. You know, we thank God for the end time message. Is there any questions at this time? Be it not, There's no questions. Heavenly Father, we're going to pray and close out tonight's service. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, God, for the word of God, for a powerful word with conviction. Thank you, Lord God, for warning us against the things that are to come. We just ask, God, that you continue to speak to our hearts. Speak to us, God. Give us the words of eternal life. Father, you alone have the words, you know. Speak to our heart, Lord God. Teach us your principles, your precepts. You know, teach us there, God. Holy Spirit, teach us the ways of eternal life. Pleasing in God's sight, make it known. You know, the hidden things, speak to our hearts. Bless us, God, in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the hearers of the word. We ask you to continue to give increase. You know, we ask God to not only increase, give us increase, God. Build us up. We want to do a work that's satisfying in your sight and in your ears, Lord. We want to know that you're well pleased with what we do. We ask you for your help, Lord. Keep us, God. Keep us in your prayers. Jesus, present us to your Father. You know, present us. You know, pray for us. Intercede on our behalf. You know, to the Father on our behalf. You know, talk to him. Oh, God, we just ask you, God. You know, we thank you for being a present help. You know, for taking us through this journey. Oh, God, protecting us, God, from dangers seen as well as unseen dangers. Not only us, but our children and grandchildren, Lord God. Keep us, God, in the midst of it all. Father, we pray. We pray for the unsaved. We pray, God. We pray for mercy and grace to cover them in this hour. We pray that their hearts be convicted and they too would come on in and be a part of the body of Christ. Father, we pray for them. We honestly call out for them and we ask you, God, to have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for faith to believe. And grace to perform those things that you have purposed for us. Now let your word go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn somebody around, God. Let there be a turning. Let them come in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you for being God. We bless you for all things. We give thy name praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart. Yes, it is. I'll be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong, 'cause it's in my heart.